Well, we acknowledge God's power, and He's so gracious to us, as Dr. Williams has said, to abide in us and with us so that we have access to His power, His person. But part of acknowledging that is to acknowledge my own limitations. So I want us to think about this idea that trusting God means being humble like a child. So there's an element of humility that's part of the essence of faith. And that's, we're going to look at Psalm 131 if you want to turn there, and that's the expression of this childlike trust in the Lord. Most of you know who Shaquille O'Neal is, I think. How many of you don't know who Shaquille O'Neal is? It's okay if you don't. Okay, I figured everybody. He is this giant, 7 foot something, very powerfully built basketball player who won a bunch of championships, was a dominant player. And if he was standing here, he might have to duck down because we have these low ceilings. He's that huge. So he was usually the biggest guy on the floor playing. But something struck me one time about his comment in being interviewed after a game. He said, "I played within myself." And that's sports lingo that means I didn't try to do too much. I played within my own limits. He acknowledged his limits. And somebody might want to ask, but you're the biggest guy out. What are you talking about? Limits. You're dominating. But he understood the wisdom of the fact that if I try to do too much, it's not going to work because this is a team game. And I can't take all the credit. And I've got to do my job, my part. And I have limitations. That's an important but simple lesson that we learned that's all the way through the scripture. One of the people that we know had to learn that the hard way was the Apostle Peter. Remember him? And he said, "Even if all these other people abandon you, Jesus, I won't. I'll die for you." Do you think he was sincere in saying that? I think he was. He loved Jesus. But he found out that his estimation of his own power was faulty. And then he had great limitations. As far as our limitations, when we acknowledge them, if we agree with the Bible, they're pretty severe. Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." That's an absolute statement that we often think, what's he talking about? But he says, if you'll abide in me, though, if you'll let my power, like we've been singing about, be what you trust in and not your own power, then you'll bear much fruit. So I want us to look at this way back in the Old Testament. This is an expression of this humility, like being like a child, Psalm 131, so that we see that trusting God means to be humble like a child. Psalm 131, and this is a song of David, the king, the warrior. Don't forget that. He says, "O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever." So just a few things here about the humility of faith. Trusting God means being humble. Now, humility is kind of a counterintuitive thing, is it? How many of you are proud of the achievements you've made in the area of humility? I mean, that's odd. You can't say that. That goes against humbleness, doesn't it? So when I, if I'm humble, the first thing I'm not doing necessarily is looking at my achievements and looking what I have to offer. I'm looking at something else. And that's what trust is, isn't it? Is looking at God's achievements, what God has to offer, God's power, and that He's promised that to me, and He's promised to be present and guaranteed it in Christ. All of that and the promises and the power I'm focusing on rather than on myself. So this, I think this is a wonderful expression of that kind of deliberative, on purpose, taking my eyes off myself and only seeing myself like a little child. Remember and putting my eyes on Christ and His power. So in the New Testament, several times Jesus brought a child before the disciples and said, this little child is to be like this little child is what it takes to be in the kingdom of God. This is the example. This is the analogy I want you men who think you're really important to see. This is the example of faith. Little child looking up into Jesus' faith, completely trusting. So we have that picture from Jesus Himself. And all these hundreds of years before, David is expressing this. So a few things about this. First of all, if trusting God means being humble like a child, first of all, it's all right to be weak and lowly as a Christian. In fact, David is suggesting here, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters, in things too difficult for me. There are things that are too difficult for me. The first thing that's too difficult for me is getting out of bed. And then it gets worse from there. I don't know about you. But life is difficult for me. And I acknowledge that. So then what happens? My mind is directed toward God. I really need your help with this. I need you. And we have that idea from the Apostle Paul. Pray without ceasing. Continue to depend on God all of the time. Because I really, really need Him. So it's all right to be weak and lowly. Why? Because God is powerful and exalted. And He's my Father. So I want to, on purpose, place myself in the proper relationship with Him, which is His child. That's what I am. I'm His child. I don't involve myself. Isn't this amazing? Here's the king of Israel, who's the most powerful man in that area, saying, I don't involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Who's done great things, but he gives all the credit to God. If Shaquille O'Neal knows that and says, hey, I got to spread the credit around, then we can know it and say, it's okay for me to place myself under the authority of God, to acknowledge His power, to live as a child in awe of Him, because that's what trust is. It puts me where I'm supposed to be. And what a relief, isn't it? It's okay for me to have limitations and to agree with God about that. And to agree with Jesus and say, you know what, I really can't do anything without you. Now, theologically and ontologically, that's true. He sustains your very existence at this moment as God. There's no doubt about that. And we acknowledge that in a walk of faith and trust on purpose when we take this attitude of humility. One of the things about being a man is that you want to be powerful. Some of us have given up, as you can tell. My son-in-law hasn't given up. He's still buff and he does the weights and so forth. But you find out pretty quick that you're not up to the challenges that come along. Becky and I went through something early on when our son Jonathan was born, years and years ago, 28-something years ago. And he got sick. He was only about a week old or more, and he had meningitis. And so we had to take him to the hospital, and we didn't know if he was going to make it. Little guy. They couldn't get the medicine to put into him. He's just tiny, into his arm, so they had to put it in his head. So we go there. Here's my little son with a needle in his head. I don't know if he's going to make it. Do you think I felt powerful? I felt helpless. And very weak, and not up to the challenge. But I knew I could trust God. I knew that it was all in God's hands. And there was a sense of peace, a sense of trust that somebody who doesn't know Christ just cannot know about. By the way, parentheses, if you ever wonder if the church is unified and the people of God care about you, just let something like that happen. And you'll see they'll be there. They're praying for you. They're there to be with you. So, it's all right to be weak and lowly because you know what? We are weak and lowly. And God is powerful. We can trust Him. Also, it's all right to be totally dependent. David gives us this picture of humility, of this childlike trust. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Notice who's taking the initiative there. David is. He's on purpose, reminding himself of his status. Like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me. I am contemplating, I am acknowledging that I have these limitations and I'm just your child, Lord. And I can't depend on myself, but I can depend on you. It's okay to be totally dependent. In fact, that's what we are. Those are the facts. We are completely dependent on God for everything. And so, that picture of the little child is right here, that we hear in the New Testament is right here expressed by David. This child who's weaned, he's not just seeking his mother to get what he can get, in other words, to have milk or food or whatever she can give him, but he's just with her. My soul, like a weaned child, rests against his mother. He just is there with her. That's the picture. And it's so cool. When I see there's nobody in the world, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but none of you people here are loved as much by Ruby as her mother. I mean, when she needs mama, and that includes daddy. We all know how that is, don't we, dads? When they're young. And that's the picture here. There's no security. There's no place when things are troubled that I want to be. And so God as our Father. And Jesus even talks about in terms of how, O Jerusalem, how I wanted to gather you in like a hen gathers her chicks. But you would not. So we obviously have that choice. We have that option to go and gather under our protection and to be dependent. So it's all right to be totally dependent because God is totally competent and powerful and able, isn't He? We can totally trust Him. I remember as a kid, that sense of security. I don't know why, you know, certain memories stick with you. One memory that sticks with me is being out in public, going up the steps of Southwestern Seminary, and I was just 3 or 4 or 5, and telling my mama there's people bustling about, and telling her in sort of personal terms that I needed to use the restroom. I remember that for some reason, because I sensed that she was embarrassed. Another memory I have is on the way to Grandma's house, sitting in the back seat and stopping for gas, and my parents are in the front talking in low tones. And, you know, I think back and I think, if they had kicked me out of the car and left, what would I have done? I was totally dependent on them and totally secure in the knowledge that they knew what they were doing. Does God know what he's doing? He does. We can trust him. Even if we're in the back seat, it's okay. You can trust him. It's okay to be totally dependent. All right, and then finally, it's all right to hope for the best. Is it all right to hope for the best? He says, O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. It's always appropriate to hope in the Lord, who's powerful and able, and in whom I find my security. Years ago, there was a guy named Dan Rather. Anybody remember him? Most of you kids have no idea. You haven't missed much. And Dan Rather would always tell the news, which is always negative, always bad, almost always. And in the end, as he would end his the news show, he would say, courage. In other words, it's looking real bad, so we have to have some courage, which was his sort of signature thing. And it just cracked me up because he was so serious and so important. But for the Christian, the courage that I have to step out and do what God tells me to do is based on his power, based on his ability, not mine, to abide in him and let him abide in me so that I can bear fruit in spite of this old evil world. And what a privilege it is to have that absolute trust that God, nothing, there's nothing that worries God. There's a lot of stuff that worries me. There's nothing that worries him. There's nothing that overwhelms him. If you think about, if there was a brawl or something, you know, and I got in a fight, who would I want with me? Shaquille O'Neal? Or one of you guys? I mean, yeah. Some of you would be pretty good, actually, but I think I would take him. And from the lesser, he's just a man, to the greater, God. How great is God? And he's got my back, as they say. I can trust him. So it's all right to hope for the best, because God himself is the best, isn't he? And he's given not just gifts to me, but the greatest gift, his very presence, a relationship with him. What a thing to have in this world as we go through it step by step. I have the best. Of course, I can always hope for the best. And he's already promised us all through the scriptures the best. There shall be no more crying, no more pain, no more sorrow. All the things that go with that. So we hope for the best. You know, as Christians, I know for me, I can get pretty negative. Well, everything's going to hell in a handbasket, right? But what does David say? Oh, Israel, hope in the Lord right now, and as you go forward and forever. He is the hope. C.S. Lewis, there was a quote I read the other day. C.S. Lewis says, "Sometimes, God, you don't answer my questions about why, Lord, why did this happen? And sometimes it takes time to fill in those questions and why me, those kind of things." But C.S. Lewis said, "You don't answer them because, and you're silent and you and I just sort of receive that silent, loving gaze from you because," C.S. Lewis says, "you are the answer. You are the hope. You are the strength and the power." So it's so significant that Jesus would say to the disciples, "I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever." It's all right to be weak and lowly. It's all right to be totally dependent. It's all right to hope for the best right now, from this time. Not just pie in the sky by and by, but hope for the best now, because we hope in the Lord. Let's close with prayer. Lord, we thank you that we can trust you. Thank you that you are always growing us and helping us to have a larger and larger vision of who you really are, that we have the privilege to relate to you by faith as we go along in this life, to see you work in our lives so many wonderful ways. But Lord, to know that our hope is in you. Lord, you have promised wonderful things, and you've sealed that promise with your very presence in our lives. Thank you. With the Holy Spirit. And Lord, so we hope in you. We acknowledge that without you, we can do nothing. Help our trust and our faith and our humility, being like a child, or to be the way that we walk in this world. Thank you that we can look forward to what you're going to do. Lord, that you give us the privilege to be your instruments in this world. Help us to be obedient, not to be heroes, Lord, just to be obedient to you. We thank you that your power and love, strength, and ability, all that you have to offer are with us because you're with us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.